What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Greetings, esteemed colleagues. This week's podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Optometry Times.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of the Defocus Media Podcast. There is a lot going on in eye care right now, but one of the stories that really has garnered a lot of attention across all aspects of eye care, be it optometrists talking online or amongst themselves or even from your local reps, because I'm sure you've been asked this a lot. Johnson & Johnson recently acquired Sightbox, which is an online subscription box service. And how does that kind of fit into what we think about and know about the four major contact lens companies? So we're here to set the record straight on many of the questions that you guys had. By the way, thank everyone so much for submitting questions to us via Twitter, via Facebook, via our Instagram stream. And we're going to ask these questions tonight. Welcome to the show. This is Mr. Peter Menziuso. He's the president of Johnson & Johnson Vision North America. And we really appreciate your time today coming on and teaching us what's happening with Sightbox and Johnson & Johnson's acquisition.
Dr. Lyerly, it is a pleasure to be here with you today. And honestly, this is a very, very exciting time for us at Johnson & Johnson Vision. We are really, really excited about how we are putting more solutions into a comprehensive eye care focus that we have in Johnson & Johnson. What we say is the eye care professional has been looking after patients in the space of comprehensive care their entire profession. We now, with the acquisition of different companies coming into our space, are better matching, you know, where doctors have been all along. And what you're going to see is, as we're moving wider in the space of eye health, we are not at all moving away from the support of our doctor-patient relationship and ensuring that everything we do helps support putting patients' health and safety first. But, you know, as you talk about exciting news in the space of Sightbox, we've really been challenging ourselves. How do we look at ways of connecting with consumers and patients the way that they want to connect, enable them to get to see ECPs? So that's where this expansion into Sightbox has been very, very helpful. In the end, we want to make sure that as we expand into the space of broader eye health, that we fundamentally ensure that we're a better partner to you, you know, the doctors that we're serving each and every day, and that we are also helping patients honestly better honor their eyes.
So let's talk a little bit about what the Sightbox platform is, because I think as we talk about how it works, things that attracted Johnson & Johnson Vision to the company will be more clear. So the platform in itself, the patient would go online seeking an online ordering venue for their contact lenses, would see Sightbox would cover their exam copays and fees, as well as your supply of contact lenses. So they'd sign up on Sightbox for that service. The Sightbox platform would then contact the eye care provider that the patient named or one in their local area. If they say they're new to the area and don't have an established provider, Sightbox pays the doctor their usual and customary fees for both the comprehensive eye exam and the contact lens evaluation. But whatever contact lens is prescribed, sales and filling that goes directly to Sightbox. Is that correct, or are there any corrections to that that you'd like to make?
So, Dr. Lyerly, you have a lot of it correct. Just a few things that I want to kind of modify. I think it really starts with what Sightbox is doing is it is helping more patients connect with eye care professionals. And how they're doing that is they're also ensuring the importance of annual eye exam. So you had a lot of things in there that are correct, but let me just tell you very high level of how the Sightbox process works. When a patient chooses to come into the Sightbox membership, first part of the process is Sightbox is going to help identify for the patient an ECP that is local to them. And once that connection has been made, Sightbox will set up the initial appointment based on some availability parameters that the patient sets. Then Sightbox, once the appointment has been set, reminds the patient on the day of the exam. And what we're really excited to see is that Sightbox has a really low no-show rate. And then on the day of the exam, before the patient arrives, typically about 30 minutes, Sightbox will call the office and provide the office with a credit card that after a comprehensive eye exam has been completed, that office will then bill for usual and customary exam and fit fees that they'll directly get payment for via that credit card. once the, you know, the fitting of the proper lenses are with that patient, and again, Sightbox carries all brands. So all major brands are provided through Sightbox. Once that fit and prescription has been written, that then is given to the Sightbox team, who then will fulfill the contact lenses on a regular basis. And then the beauty about the entire process, again, Sightbox is about getting patients into practice on an annual basis. Sightbox will, you know, based on when the doctor determines the patient should come back in for another exam, work to get that patient back into practice.
So we have a question from one of our podcast listeners. Thank you to _ourology who submitted this question. How does Sightbox know what provider to send the patient to? Do you have to sign up? I mean, what is the protocol for becoming a Sightbox provider?
It's a few things. So first of all, if a patient already has a doctor, Sightbox will first make contact with that doctor. If the patient doesn't have a doctor already known, they're going to work on the patient's proximity to their local preference. And then from that, it's working then with the office to make sure that they can accommodate the scheduling needs that the patient has determined. And then I'll say also, there's a bit of a feedback loop as the Sightbox member is going through their experience with that practice. You know, the way that member rates the quality of service, that also will come into play for determination of how to match a patient with the doctor. So I hope that answers your question.
Sure. So basically, the patient is submitting you as a provider, and then Sightbox will contact you. And at that point, you can choose to opt in or opt out.
That is correct.
What were some of the things that you saw Sightbox getting right that attracted Johnson & Johnson Vision to be interested in this acquisition?
So we have absolutely been focused on that doctor-patient relationship and making sure that patients are understanding the importance of an annual eye exam. What we were looking at that really made Sightbox attractive for us was they were able to target uninsured patients who most likely were not having annual eye exams, or mostly didn't even have a doctor that they were continuously going to seek professional care from. So what Sightbox is doing right is they're connecting these patients that typically would not be in practices with doctors. They are, you know, providing a very easy, convenient way for patients to get access to great, great care. And fundamentally, the doctor is staying at the center of everything that's being done, which really matches our vision of the role of the doctor in overall comprehensive care.
So a statement put out by Johnson & Johnson Vision has said that there are no plans to make any changes to the Sightbox platform now that it's under Johnson & Johnson's portfolio. How do you picture the fact that Sightbox is a company that sells all of the contact lenses on the market, not just Johnson & Johnson's AccuView products? I mean, how does that work into your physical model, your understanding of how Johnson & Johnson will be utilizing this platform?
Yeah. So again, we're not going to change the way that Sightbox is serving the marketplace right now. And, you know, Sightbox carries all major manufacturers, I should say. And, you know, what is our role as, you know, the leader of AccuView for North America, we need to do exactly what we consistently been doing, is making sure that we are providing solutions to ODs that are meeting unmet needs, that doctors can feel very confident with, you know, clinical differentiation, and we're providing solutions that are helping them enable their practice. So I say our job in that kind of model is to work with doctors to get them to credential more and more prescriptions with AccuView. What I see Sightbox doing is it's driving more patients into practices that probably weren't getting care previously. So it's a real category growth opportunity that then we have to work more and more patients into AccuView for all the clinical and practice benefits that it provides.
So I know you've been getting this question a ton, but I think it really drives to the heart of what optometrists are concerned about. What would you say to doctors who say to you, why would I want to participate in any sort of program that takes away my ability to have contact lens sales to my patients?
You know, so this has been what's really interesting over the past 3 weeks since we announced the acquisition. I appreciate the reach out that doctors have personally made to me, and also kind of feedback as, you know, we're out in the marketplace. Some doctors have very, very quickly caught on with the idea of new patient referrals coming into their practice. But there's been definitely doctors that are skeptical, and I can understand that. I appreciate that. What I would say to that doctor that's skeptical is, in the membership of Sitebox right now, 90% of those patients coming in, they do not have a current ECP, which means that they're not really having ongoing care. Most of the patients coming in do not have any vision insurance and are struggling with the ability to afford a comprehensive eye exam, the fitting, and contact lenses. So to that doctor that's skeptical, I see Sitebox as an opportunity to better meet where that patient is, to drive them into practice, to get a comprehensive eye exam, and deliver a more affordable way to get them into contact lenses, and then fundamentally get them back into the practice for continued eye care.
I mean, this is a very complicated and controversial topic that we're talking about here, but in your market research, it sounds like the patients that are using Sitebox are patients that have already made the decision. They're online shoppers. They're one of that 18% and, in your market research, growing number of patients who are loyal online consumers, and our chance of converting them back to in-office purchasers are really low. In fact, our big concern, it sounds like, from talking with you, is that these patients that are loyal online contact lens consumers are also going to be loyal online prescription renewal users through these apps that 1-800 and Simply Contacts and places are putting out. So the threat you were more seeing is not these patients that are contact lens buyers. How do we turn them back into in-office buyers? How do we take these contact lens buyers that are internet shoppers and prevent them from being internet exam shoppers?
Yes, there is definitely the person that is coming into the service of Sitebox is probably one that is not consistently buying product from the OD, and to what you just described, potentially going into online, et cetera. But we do see that this is going to be a way to have a more consistent delivery of contact lenses and getting that patient back in for an annual eye exam, and really ensuring that fundamentally eye health is the forefront of what that patient is getting as care.
So with all the acquisitions that have happened this year for Johnson & Johnson Vision, what do you see as the five-year overarching look of the company? You've got IOLs, you've got dry eye treatment now with the acquisition of Tear Science, and now this acquisition of Sitebox becoming an online platform and online direct to consumer. Where does all this fit together in a broader five-year plan for the company?
So you just described what has really been, honestly, an amazing time period over the past, 12 months. You know, as you said, February, we acquired Abbott Medical Optics. It got us into the space of cataract, refractive, consumer eye health products. We now are making a big move with Tear Science, focusing on dry eye. We're now going to go into services with Sitebox, and then obviously continue to lean as a leader in the space of contact lenses. This is really about ensuring that we are, it's like what I said at the start of the conversation, being that leader in comprehensive care in what you're doing each and every day along the journey of comprehensive care for eye health. We looked at a lot of different models that are looking at ways to better meet the consumer, and Sitebox for us was one that kept the doctor at the center of care. So with the expansion of these different businesses that get us along the care continuum in eye health, we also wanted to be in services. And Sitebox was well positioned to protect that doctor-patient relationship. The last piece I'd say on that as well is we're also seeing this as a complement to the work that we're already doing in that space of supporting regular comprehensive eye exams. We've got a very strong advocacy platform in partnership with AOA, which is really rooted in the doctor-patient relationship. And we are continuing to drive leadership support. Think About Your Eyes campaign, which last year drove over 1.1 million exams incremental to the year before. So lots of complementary focus with Sitebox coming into our portfolio. And in the end, what does that mean? It means that we can be a better partner for the doctor, and we can work to serve more and more patients.
Thank you again so much for your time today. I've got one more podcast listener call-in question. So again, thank you guys so much for submitting these questions to us. We're facing a time where we're seeing for the first time ever what I'm calling a hybrid model of consumer-patient relationships. And in the past, we've had in-office patients, in-office purchases, right, with our patients. They're seeing us and then they buy their care products from us, their contact lenses and their glasses. Then we've seen this online model come into place where the online vendors are really trying to have, of course, the purchases happen there, but also how do they capture the exam even happening there? And in the last year or two, subscription MOX models have come into place and kind of purported themselves to be the hybrid of those two things. You keep the in-office patient and the in-office patient experience, but the sales are going to the online. Okay, so kind of a fusion of the two together. How in that sort of space, which is what Sitebox really is, one of these hybrid type models, how do you keep the patient loyalty to the doctor and the in-office exam process and not to the online subscription service? And I think that's where many optometrists see the biggest jeopardy there.
So again, we need to think about the unmet needs that patients have, and we need to think about ways to better connect patients to ECPs. You know, what I say to doctors is what I also say to my own team. We must constantly deliver a superior experience that is creating a loyalty that the patient has to a practice, that they're going to consistently go back and engage with that practice. So it's ensuring that, you know, it's not only terrific products that are meeting clinical needs, but it's also services that we're surrounding the patient, that we're helping the doctor surround the patient with, to ensure that they're driving back into their practice on a regular basis. And, you know, I think patients need to understand that it's more than just contact lenses that a doctor is providing them. It's overall eye health care, you know, additional medical offerings, as well as glasses, et cetera. But fundamentally, it's got to be an amazing experience that's going to drive the patient back.
The world that we live in is very complicated right now within eye care. We're getting 20 minutes, maybe some of us as little as 15 or 10 minutes to make an impression that's supposed to last for our patients for an entire year. It's a very, very big demanding challenge that we're facing on how to do that. And there's no easy solution to it. Again, thank you so much for your time today. If optometrists listening to the podcast are thinking of questions or concerns or uncertain about how the process is working with Sitebox, or they just want to have their voices heard, what's a good contact information point to reach out about Sitebox questions?
So they should reach out to ecp@sitebox.com. So they can email ecp@sitebox.com, or they can visit the Sitebox website, which is sitebox.com. Dr. Larley, I really, again, appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to want to talk to us about this. This is really, really exciting times for us at Johnson & Johnson Vision. And we are so incredibly proud to partner with the OD community. You each and every day are looking out for eye health. And we are incredibly excited to broaden our offerings to better meet where you've always been and, you know, match you or better match you in that overall eye health journey that you every day are on. And this is an exciting time for us because our expansion to eye health is really in the effort of driving better solutions for you as you're practicing every single day and fundamentally helping more and more patients each and every day. So I thank you for what you do, first of all, as a profession, and secondarily, for your time to want to talk with us today. So thank you very much.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast. And remember, we keep it 2020 around here, pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.